Real Water is simply awesome. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Just for my listeners, get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com and click on the Real Water logo.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. The best statement that I've seen on the passing of an Iranian general via drone strike was from Ben Sasse. He is a senator from Nebraska. And he's a member of the Senate Select Intelligence Committee. And last night he issued the following statement. Boy, I love this when people are plain spoken. You don't have to parse words or anything like that. Here's what Ben Sasse said. His statement says the following, quote, "This is very simple. General Soleimani is dead because he was an evil bastard who murdered Americans. The president made the brave and right call, and Americans should be proud of our service members who got the job done. Tehran is on edge. The mullahs have already slaughtered at least 1,000 innocent Iranians, and before they lash out further, they should know that the U.S. military can bring any and all of these IRGC butchers to their knees." Pretty plain spoken. I'm going to open up our phone lines because there seems to be a difference of opinion. There's a difference of opinion between what you're seeing on Fox News and what you're seeing on CNN and MSNBC. For instance, last night, CNN had a host of various talking heads, and almost universally were saying, oh, the president's going to start another war. Oh, my God. By the way, I know that we have a lot of folks all across the country. They wait for this one moment on the show on Friday where we celebrate. Where we celebrate the best day of the week.
It's Friday.
Here we go, folks.
Friday,
buckle up.
Friday. Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
I even have Mark dancing on the countertop. This is really cool. Thanks, new guy.
Hey. It's Friday.
Friday.
Friday. Friday.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
What day is it?
Come on, you know better. It's Friday. I know it's a short work week. I just love that. Absolutely love that. I was mentioning Fareed Zakaria, and he's a CNN anchor, kind of a international sort of guy. But he was on with Anderson Cooper last night and says that claims that Trump may have just restarted the Iraqi civil war. And that this thing may ignite into some sort of world war. Listen to Fareed Zakaria and the hysteria generated by this killing of an Iranian general.
Can you just explain, and I know it's incredibly complicated, which we've certainly learned time and time again, but this was a regime which the United States backed and supported, and a lot of Americans died fighting to bring democracy there and fighting to attack, forces there. How is it that a guy like Soleimani is moving around freely in Syria and Iraq and all through the region, and this regime, which we have backed with trillions of dollars and a lot of American blood, is now having this guy freely roam around with all these militias? I mean, even the existence of all these militias, I think, is confusing to a lot of people.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So, I mean, the thing to remember is Iraq was run by Saddam Hussein, who was a Sunni. That was a minority repressive dictatorship. Once the Americans liberated Iraq, what happened is the natural power dynamic in Iraq emerged, which was it's a Shia majority country, and the Shia took control. Now, the Shia have a historical religious affiliation with Iran. That also, most Shia leaders had been backed by the Iranians for years because they were in exile, they were persecuted by Saddam Hussein. So Iran developed a natural influence, and what happened post-Saddam Hussein is Iraq became a cockpit where America and Iran battled for influence. So the Iraqi government, the democratic government of Iraq that we supported enormously, was also being supported by Iran enormously. The two sponsors of the new Iraqi government have been the United States and Iran. And every Iraqi diplomat, every politician has had to juggle this reality. So they've kept the Iranians happy while keeping the Americans right. This blows the lid off that. I mean, I think that probably the greatest single vulnerability here is that Iraq could explode into a civil war, because the Iraqi politicians have been handling exactly the dilemma you described. You know, they've got to be nice to the Iranians because they're next door and they have all these Shia ties. They've got to be nice to the Americans because the Americans have provided them with a lot of support and a lot of military assistance. Now, you know, you are going to be forced to choose, and it's going to reignite the Iraqi civil war. And again, back to Mac's point, the whole question I think we all have is the administration seems to be going down a path of, you know, assassinating this crucial figure, you know, who, again, entirely justified in terms of the morality. But we are essentially entering into a war, a proxy, you know, a shadowy war with Iran, sacrificing the stability of Iraq in a very volatile place. Yemen is already in a civil war. Syria is already in a civil war. Do we know what we're doing? Why are we doing this? This was a president who wanted to get us out of the Middle East. Mm.
And now the claim is that, well, he may be dragging us back into a war, some sort of a civil war in Iraq. I don't happen to believe that. I think Democrats are looking for anything they can pin on this president, whether it's Russian collusion or a new civil war in Iraq. They don't care as long as it brings down the president. It's obvious that. In fact, it's fairly obvious that we're not going to end up impeaching this president, or at least convicting him and removing him. That's apparently not going to happen. But I will say this: give the Democrats credit, because they keep trying one thing, another, and they can't make anything stick. Now they're going to make this into the president essentially screwing up in foreign policy. I don't happen to buy that. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by PIBCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. And at PIBCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive, pain-free therapy. I know from experience. I suffered from my own chronic pain due to an impingement in my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy. Nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIBCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain has gone away. In fact, I've canceled my scheduled shoulder surgery. Now, you don't have to live with chronic pain, regardless of why you have it. PTSD, headaches, migraines, disc injuries, broken bones, hip, knee, feet, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. All you have to do is make the phone call. You make the phone call and you begin to make the pain go away. 702-546-8767. The number again, 702-546-8767. Make that call now and make the pain go away. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to your phone calls on the other side. Brady will be leading us off. All the rest of you that are ringing in will get you screened. I've got two lines open right now. So if you want to seize one of those lines, you're welcome to do so right now. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And we will get to your calls coming up in just a couple of minutes. Is that fair? Brady, stand by. You'll be leading off. John behind him. And all the rest of you being screened, we'll get you in as well. A lot of you want to talk about what's going on. I'll be honest with you. I salute the president for making the right move. I think he did exactly what he was supposed to do. We're hearing that perhaps there were plans in the works to attack U.S. forces or U.S. diplomats. I'd say it's a good reason for taking that general out. I would think that the president did the right thing. The fact that he didn't alert the Gang of Eight, too friggin' bad. Is there anywhere where it's written that the president has to do that? No. No. Is it traditional that in most cases they do that? Yeah. Is it possible the president doesn't trust the Democrats? Abso-friggin-lutely. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let Mark know. He'll give you a little more love. We might even move you up in line. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hi there. This is Summer with PIBCOA, the Pain Injury and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. Every day at PIBCOA, we treat people with physical injuries and help them find healing with our non-drug and non-invasive treatments. We helped Kevin Wall recover from his shoulder impingement so effectively, he canceled his surgery. We're not limited to treating physical pain and injuries. We also treat the brain. We help people who are suffering from PTSD, depression, concussions, addiction, and Alzheimer's. We use microcurrents of electricity to help every cell in your body to start healing rapidly, even those in your brain. Our patients are sleeping better, have increased energy, and improved relationships. Schedule your treatment today. Call me at 702-546-8767. That's 546-8767. Take advantage of our special. Kevin Wall listeners receive two treatments for the price of one. Call us now at our West Sahara PIBCOA Clinic, 702-546-8767, or visit us at PIBCOA.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, just $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone, libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. It's that simple. Yeah, one more time, libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Let's get to your phone calls. I promised I would get right to your calls. Those of you ringing in will get you screened and ready to go. Let's begin with Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Okay, I want to bring up all them people that were standing in front of that embassy, the Baghdad embassy that got blown up. There was quite a few of them that traveled to the White House under Obama. They were standing right in the crowd. And people forget that Obama is one of the first people that brought the Muslim Brotherhood into the White House. And he was in charge of basically, what was it called, the Arab Spring? And all these revolts across the Middle East was brought about by Hillary Clinton and Obama. The money that he put on the tarmac, the $1.5 billion, that went directly to Soleimani and the Hezbollah group that he supported and directed. So this all goes back to Obama, John Kerry, the behind-the-scenes clapper, all that stuff with the CIA and the Iranians working directly with the Muslim Brotherhood. And this should have been done years ago, taking out this whole regime. I don't know why it's taken this long.
That's why I applaud the president for what he did. Brady, I would love to see somebody do a, I guess what I would call a forensic audit to see of that $1.5 billion, to see where that money actually went, and to Hezbollah, and to which guy, you know, building, funding bomb makers and people like that. I would absolutely love that. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to John. John, you're up, and you're on Live and Local Now in Boulder City. Go right ahead, John.
Hey, Kevin. Excellent show. I wanted to get your quick opinion on this. If Trump, the way he, you know how he does not want to be in these countries, in the next few days to a week, if they vote, the Parliament of Iraq votes us out of that country, that's going to fall right into the hands of Trump, what he wants. And I don't think he's going to argue with them, hey, they want us gone, let's leave. And that will mean no military will be hurt over there. So what is your opinion on that could happen?
In fact, I think that's going to happen. Everybody's saying, well, now there's going to be a civil war. I don't think there's going to be a civil war in Iraq. I think Iraq is simply going to say, we want your troops out. But, you know, and by the way, that will play right into the hands of the president, who wants no part of these wars. All we do is lose blood and treasure. You know, we've lost $1 trillion over the years. That's money we could have been spending on roads and bridges and education and all these other things. But good point. See if I can squeeze one more in. Clinical Carl, what's up, man?
Yeah, first call of the year. I hope you can take it.
I hope so, too.
Listen, yeah, you're talking about that mentally grounded Brady you just had on. He's a very brilliant man. Anyway, the money given to Iran by Obama, well, that was money that was Iran's, actually. And he gave it to them to go into the agreement that they wouldn't proliferate nuclear weapons and build them. Well, as soon as Trump pulled out of that agreement, they started making nuclear weapons again and stopped all the people who were inspections going on, and that's what did it. And my final point is that you're going to be surprised that I'm actually agreeing with Trump. I've heard a lot of people say that he has the early onset of dementia. Well, having been in that field, I want to say that's a big mistake. He's too old. It's called the not early onset, it's the late onset of dementia.
Wow. Anyway, stick around. That's Clinical Carl. His first call, is it his last call of the year? I don't know. Find out. Stay tuned. My name is Kevin Wall. The program Live and Local Now.
And this is the Fox Business Report. All Wall Street stocks are falling and oil prices surging after U.S. forces killed a top Iranian general. Jonathan Honig of the Capitalist Pig hedge fund says it's uncertainty that is pushing stocks lower today.
Look at all those 52-week highs yesterday. The trend is up for stocks, so don't panic. But look, the Middle East is a powder keg. Iran has promised retaliation, so there's an unknowable now war premium that is being baked into stocks.
Among the laggards today, financials, tech, and healthcare companies, while energy stocks are rising the most as the price of oil climbs. Also, defense contractors are also notching gains. And in a down market, shares of Tesla are higher after the electric automaker announced that global deliveries rose more than 50% last year, surpassing the low end of its sales goals for the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. We're learning of more U.S. troops heading to the Middle East. Two defense officials telling Fox News 3,000 more U.S. troops are heading there, deploying to Kuwait on heightened tensions following the killing of an Iranian general. It sparked debate among lawmakers in Washington, some Republicans praising the president for ordering the strike. Fox's Rachel Sutherland reports, though,
some congressional Democrats are expressing concerns. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for an immediate congressional briefing.
The Senate Majority Leader pushing back.
I recommend that all senators wait to review the facts and hear from the administration before passing much public judgment.
Mitch McConnell also blasting Democrats for the impeachment trial. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said she won't send the articles to the Senate without knowing the framework for a Senate trial. America's listening to Fox News.
Subscribe and listen to the latest from Fox News podcasts. It's the Impeachment Witch Hunt with Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett. A must listen to get the full legal view of the current impeachment. Greg lays out the historical context and what is on the line legally. All the facts, all in one place.
Due process does apply to congressional investigations.
Go to foxnewspodcasts.com to download and subscribe now. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Neil Cavuto from Fox Business. In high school, I managed a fast food restaurant. I saw the power of business and the importance of making your money work for you.
I'm Liz Clayman. In life, it's not just how you invest, it's for whom you're investing. We care about your success and we want to be a part of it.
I'm Charles Payne. I go way beyond the headlines and help you through the markets every single day. It's all about investing in your future, your American dream.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada, one of the by the way, Jeff Gillen from News 3 is in and is doing a piece for 5 o'clock. He got a quick a quick soundbite from me. Hopefully it'll not be left on the cutting room floor. We'll see what we can do on that. We're talking about what happened overnight in Iraq. Blowing up via drone an Iranian general and a guy that had a hand in hundreds of loss of life. Hundreds of American soldiers died directly because of this one general, Soleimani. And now the question is, where do we go from here? I happen to think that the truth probably lies in the next move by the Iraqi government. Do they choose to kick us out? Do they not want our support militarily in Iraq? I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think they're going to do that. A lot of people are speculating that maybe that's what they're going to do. But I'm going to tell you something. What we are embarking on here is history. This is something that should have been done a long time ago. Eradicating Soleimani should have been done by the Obama administration and really maybe by the Bush administration before that. This is one bad dude. And he deserves to be dead by drone strike or otherwise. Anyway, let's go to your phone calls, see what's on your mind. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Well, good morning. I agree with what the action that the president took. I think it was long overdue. And unfortunately, I think we're going to have to do it again with an area of the world that is known for using women and children as human shields. I think it's we don't comprehend the backdoor deals, the views on life, religion, and alliances that are in that part of the world. I think it'll happen. We'll have to do it again.
Unfortunately, I agree with you. There are other really bad dudes that are out there. And you're right. Jim, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. No, there are a lot of bad dudes in that part of the world that mean us not well. I'll just leave it at that. There are people out there that are plotting right now. Supposedly the Iranians are now figuring out their next move. Their revenge mood. I'm going to tell you something. The next move, revenge or otherwise, will be responded to by the U.S. And now the Iranians know it. We're not joking around. We have shown the Iran government exactly what's up. We have shown them that you don't screw around with the United States of America. That America will respond with force. And we did with Soleimani. Anyway, you want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. We're talking about the military action taken by the president, ordered by the president. And this is historic stuff. But it's stuff that should have been done years ago, maybe decades ago. This guy has killed or had a hand in killing hundreds of American troops. And now America, at long last, has its revenge. Let's go to Matt. Matt, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. What I've been reading so far is a lot of the Democrats are out there saying that, you know, he needed to talk to us. Nancy's out there saying, well, he never came to me or anything like this. This was actionable intelligence. They needed to act upon it quickly. This man is responsible for probably a lot of the deaths that U.S. service members in Iraq, because Iranians were giving the Shiite militias IEDs. That were specially made in Iran, and then authorization bill to use force in Iraq has been approved several times through Congress, so they had already given him any authorization that he needed anyways through the bill. So simply they don't understand what they're doing. They're just trying to make him look bad. You know, he took out al-Baghdadi. They didn't say anything about that. If it was a leader of a Shiite militia, wouldn't be saying anything. So
no. Good point. Good point. And the other thing is, there are other people like al-Baghdadi, like Soleimani, that are really, really bad dudes that need to be taken out as well. Maybe now is the time for a cleansing. I don't know. We'll find. Just a quick question. A lot of the Democrats, Schumer and Pelosi, are saying they're a member of the Gang of Eight and they weren't informed. Do you have any problem with not informing Pelosi or Schumer of an ongoing operation?
I have absolutely no problem with it, because it's already been proven that whenever they brief these people, leaks happen. So if they had gone to them, say, 24 hours ahead, say, we have actionable intelligence that this guy is going to be in Baghdad at the airport, it probably would have been out on the news.
Good point. Good point. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? I've got one line open. That's all I got. One stinking line. But you can have it. Again, 844, the number 2, Nevada. Let's go to James in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now. Talk that rocks, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. You mentioned that America has gotten its revenge. I have to wonder, is that what foreign policy is supposed to be about with the United States?
Well,
long-term strategy?
No. The strategy, simply put, or put a different way, is you don't screw around with the United States of America. You just don't do it.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. But is there a long-term strategy for this? Or I'm afraid, as a U.S. veteran, I'm afraid that action like this without a long-term strategy, and maybe just for revenge, puts every American service person, puts every American government official who works overseas, and every American, period, anywhere in the world now, in jeopardy. Unless there's a long-term strategy that goes along with this action.
Well,
so far, I haven't heard anything from anybody that would give me any indication that there is a long-term strategy. And this was nothing more than a revenge killing.
Not necessarily. No, it's not only a revenge killing. Yes, there is revenge. Yes, there is a message being sent. You don't screw around with the United States of America and our military firepower. But also, today we are learning that there was foreign intelligence telling us that there was an operation in the works that would have attacked American interests or American diplomats.
I read that too.
Do you believe that?
I did hear that. I don't know whether I believe it or not. I hope it's true. I do hope it's true, and that it was more of a reason to do this. But again, unless there is some long-term strategy with regard to what our relationship with Iran, every American service person anywhere in the world now is in much more danger than they were the day before yesterday.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out. The folks in Iran are saying there will be some sort of in fact, they're the ones that are talking about payback. That they're the ones talking about that there will be a response, a revenge response to what we did with Soleimani. I don't know. We'll find out. Nothing's happened yet. That doesn't mean that in 5 minutes our smartphones will be blowing up again. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. I've got one line open. Will be first up. Everybody else behind Will. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIPCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIPCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIPCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes, as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out. $199 for a single, $399 a month for a couple, and $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/KevinWall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Back to your phone calls we go. We're talking about what has happened overnight, the killing by drone of a Iranian general. The absolute best is the Ben Sasse thing. Ben Sasse and his suggestion. This was a statement from the senator from Nebraska. Quote, "This is very simple. General Soleimani is dead because he was an evil bastard who murdered Americans." That's succinct and, I would say, to the point. Go to Will. Will, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to have a voice in America today. And God bless Donald J. Trump and his family and those people who approve of his moral foundation like myself. God bless that man. And thank you, and God bless you and your family. Here's my concern, Kevin. First of all, I support what he did, even though I really don't have all the facts in order to really make a position on that. My concern is this, that these people continue to use people like an insect colony. They use us to bait revenue streams. They don't really care about their people. They're willing to kill them or have to see them slaughter or you know, whatever they do. But they need the capital stream. They're using us for a stream of capital. So my position is this. I don't want to get in another war in the Middle East. This is real simple. You mess with us, I'm taking out all your strategic infrastructure, waterworks, electricity. I'm going to start with an oil well, one. And I'm going to give you 45 minutes to decide whether you want to take these people and stop this.
You want to join us, you're welcome to do so. You want to be a part of the show, you're welcome to do so. One of the things that you know, we were talking about this yesterday. I think we were talking about this yesterday. How even though we've got an amazing economic system, I mean, we really honestly do. Even though the Dow is down about 200 points right now, and a lot of it has to do with oil and, you know, scares about what's going on in the Middle East. But the fact is that even with all of that great news, foreign affairs could rear their ugly head and could really give the president some trouble. Could be the difference in an election. We're going to check this out, by the way, coming up next hour with Michael Joyce, the Republican National Committee Deputy Press Secretary. Oh, and by the way, did you see this? Oh, I felt so bad. No, I really did. You know, we told you yesterday how another presidential wannabe falls by the wayside. Julian Castro from the great state of Texas and the city of San Antonio, my former stomping ground. In fact, let's go to cut one. This is Tucker Carlson lamenting the passing of presidential wannabe Julian Castro.
There's an awful lot of news tonight, but we want to pause and acknowledge something that's happened in the Democratic presidential race. Julian Castro is out. In other words, until this morning, he was still running for president. You'd be forgiven if you assumed that he dropped out months ago. That's how effective his candidacy was. The only time he got any attention was at the first Democratic debate, you might remember, was back in June, where he addressed the pressing problem, one of the biggest problems this country faces, how do biological men get abortions? He had an answer.
I don't believe only in reproductive freedom. I believe in reproductive justice. And, you know, what that means is that just because a woman, or let's also not forget someone in the trans community, a trans female, is poor, doesn't mean they shouldn't have the right to exercise that right to choose.
So there was that. He won a vote or two with that unusual argument. His other argument was that voters should vote for him based on his identity. The video announcing the end of his candidacy opened and closed with a line in Spanish, which basically said it all. Vote for me because of my background and because I speak Spanish. The irony, though, is that Julian Castro actually can't speak Spanish. So it's totally fraudulent. No, there's nothing wrong with not being able to speak Spanish, actually. That's not a crime. In fact, if anything, Castro could have celebrated that as proof that immigrants assimilate into American society, as they have for hundreds of years. And that's a good thing. We used to be for that. But the vision of actual assimilation has no currency in the modern Democratic Party, where people are constantly divided up by skin color, nationality, gender, and language. So instead, he had to play up his views on immigration, which honestly were kind of extreme. Watch.
Instead of building a wall or closing the border, we should choose compassion instead of cruelty.
The feeling from this administration is that we are in a full-blown crisis and that they are overwhelmed by it. How do you think
that should happen? That I don't believe their narrative. I don't believe the BS.
We should decriminalize people who are coming here, crossing the border. We need to increase the number of refugees that we take into this country. And if we're not careful, if we don't get this right, in 20 or 30 years, this nation is going to be begging for immigrants to come to this country.
Begging. And if you're not, you're not grateful. You're a bad person. Well, as we said, he's out of the race, and over on MSNBC, they're taking it hard. Some of the anchors pointed to Castro's departure as just the latest evidence that the Democratic primary electorate is racist.
Julian Castro, the only Latino running, ends his campaign today, leaving the Democrats even less diverse. Following the earlier departure, of course, of Senator Kamala Harris. As of now, there are going to be five white candidates on this next debate stage.
Okay. For the record, January 14th, the same day the president is in Wisconsin with a big Keep America Great rally, a CAG rally. The Democrats are going to be in Wisconsin. The Democrats are going to be in Iowa at Drake University. A guy that won't be there is Julian Castro, but there will be, and there are only 14 remaining candidates, a lot of old white guys, a bunch of old white women, not a lot of people of color. Cory Booker, Andrew Yang, but the people of color quotient is being reduced dramatically. What is going to happen if they go to their convention? I think their convention's in Milwaukee. I think, is that right? Double check that. Pretty sure. And the only guys on the stage are old white guys. That is a little scary. Coming up, new numbers just out. The end of the fourth quarter. And what happens is, I don't know if you're like me, but I get from candidates, the end of the year, the end of the reporting period. Oh, my God, you've got to help me get me over the hump. So please send a check. No, don't send a check. Give me your credit card number, please. Anyway, the president raised in the last quarter $46 million. Bernie Sanders, $34 million. Vice President Biden, former, $22.7 million. Mayor Pete, $24.7 million. Andrew Yang, $16.7 million. Trump, in 2019 alone, raised $143 million. He's sitting on $100 million in the bank. Yikes! Stick around. More to do as we continue. Live and local now.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Real water is simply awesome. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Just for my listeners, get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com and click on the Real Water logo.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!